Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. In iOS 15, Apple includes an opt-in for sharing Siri recordings of voice interactions to improve the voice assistant. Apple subsequently discovered a bug in iOS 15 that enabled this setting for some users who opted out, meaning recordings were kept for these users. The company fixed the bug in iOS 15.2 and deleted all erroneous recordings. Instagram began rolling out the ability to bulk delete or archive posts, stories, IGTV, and reels. This will be included in a new Your Activity section in user profiles, which will allow users to sort and filter content and comments by date, as well as search comments and messages from a single location. SpaceX announced that 80% of the 49 Starlink satellites it launched last week experienced significant impact by a geomagnetic storm. This resulted in 50% higher atmospheric drag levels, making it harder for the satellites to reach orbital position. The company estimates up to 40 of the satellites will now burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. The Japanese silicon wafer maker Sumco reports it already sold out its production capacity for 300mm wafers through 2026. Chipmakers use these wafers for chips. The company didn't take long-term orders for smaller 150mm and 200mm wafers, but expects demand to surpass supply for years to come. The company said it won't be able to expand production at all in 2022. 2021 saw wafer prices increase 10% in the year, and Sumco expects this to continue until at least 2024. The Independent Oversight Board issued an opinion Tuesday recommending Facebook and Instagram tighten their restrictions on sharing home addresses. Facebook allows such information to be published without restriction if it's considered generally available, defined as published in 5 separate news outlets. The Oversight Board recommended removing this exemption and creating specific enforcement channels to prioritize reports of doxing. Meta is not bound by the recommendation. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority designated Amazon as a grocery retailer in the country. This designation prohibits Amazon from changing supply contracts on short notice, requires it to provide reasons when ending a supply contract, and allows for fines of up to 1% of UK revenue for vendor mistreatment. Amazon operates 22 Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods stores in Greater London. Twitter disclosed to U.S. Senator Ron Wyden that it's transitioning away from working with Mitto AG to send passcodes to users over text. Twitter cited a December report from Bloomberg that claimed Mitto's co-founder, Ilya Gorlick, operated a surveillance and phone tracking service within Mitto's organization that was sold to government clients. The identity verification company ID.me will make facial recognition verification optional for all public sector government clients. As of March 1st, users will also be able to delete face scans. The company will still offer human identity verification on a recorded video call with an ID.me representative. Bloomberg sources say Microsoft is in discussions to acquire the cybersecurity research company Mandiant. This comes as Microsoft continues to grow its security business, which reported $15 billion in revenue in 2021, up 45% in the year. Microsoft also launched a preview of a new Microsoft Defender app for Android and Windows in the US. This app shows all devices connected to the same Microsoft account, displaying the number of apps, links, and files scanned in the last 24 hours. On Android, it will alert users to potentially malicious apps. On Windows, it serves as a complement to Windows security, showing settings for virus and threat protection. Nothing added support for Google, Amazon, and Apple voice assistants to its Ear One earbuds. Users can summon assistants with a triple tap. Nothing previously told Android Central back in July that it did not plan to add voice assistant support to the device. The next system update for the PS5 adds support for voice commands in beta, something available on the PS4 since launching in 2013. This rolls out to English speakers in the US and UK initially, responding to a "Hey PlayStation" command. Users can use the voice commands to launch games and apps, open system menus, and control media playback. In a blog post, Google said account compromises were half as likely on accounts with two-step verification compared to password-only accounts. In Q4 2021, Google automatically enrolled over 150 million accounts into two-step verification, and Google says it will continue auto-enrolling accounts in 2022. Several developers discovered references to a Reality OS in App Store upload logs and open-source GitHub repositories used by Apple, potentially indicating the name of the OS for Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset. Bloomberg first reported on references to an ROS for Apple's headset back in 2017, with references to Reality OS spotted in pre-released iOS 13 builds as well. And finally, DARPA used its Aircrew Labor In-Cockpit Automation System, or ALIAS, to fly a UH-60A Black Hawk helicopter without a pilot for the first time. The system uses Sikorsky Matrix autonomous flying technology, and the flight lasted for 30 minutes. According to DARPA program manager Stuart Young, pilots can focus on mission management instead of the mechanics with autonomous flight. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.